The way of the prophet is the way of success. The way of the prophet is the way of success. The way of the prophet is the way of success.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to the beautiful program of Madani Channel. Sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Because we are talking about such a wonderful, wonderful personality, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We are talking about his characteristics. We are talking about his actions. We are talking about those actions which are beloved to our beloved master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So alhamdulillah, we have covered many topics. We have covered many sunnahs of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the reason why we speak about the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is that when we love somebody, we try to fall in love with the actions of that person. So we love the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with all our heart, alhamdulillah. And we claim that as well. So it is very necessary that we learn about his actions. We learn about the actions which are beloved to the beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We learn about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We learn about the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and try to implement them in our lives. Sunnahs are really a key to success. Sunnahs are really a key to Jannah. Yes, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who loves my sunnah has indeed loved me, and the one who loves me will be with me in paradise. So watch this program from the beginning to the end, inshallah ta'ala. If you have kids in your house, if you are at your home right now, please call them closer. Let them also watch. Let them also see who our role model is. Our Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They will learn, inshallah ta'ala. They will practice upon those sunnahs and you will be rewarded for that because they will then teach their children as well, inshallah ta'ala. So today we have a wonderful topic, and the topic is very, very relevant for us. Very relevant for us. Be it big, be it small, be it male, female, anybody of any walk of life, it is very, very much important for us. But before we get into the topic, let's listen about a narration, about an excellence, about a fadila of sending salawat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who sends salawat upon me 50 times daily, I shall shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The topic we are speaking today is, you know, in our society, we see in the homes as well, that on a very small thing, on a minor issue, two people will start fighting, or one will keep hatred for another one, and we need to then, you know, reconcile them. We need to speak to one party, then speak to another party, and it spoils the whole environment of a family. It spoils the whole environment of a society. It spoils the whole environment of a work area, a workplace. Why? Because one person has done something, the other person has done something. This person is saying, no, I was right. That person says that, no, I was right. And then we don't want to forgive. We don't want to forgive and forget and continue with our life. Allahu Akbar. So yes, we are talking about forgiveness. That if we forgive and forget, inshallah, we can continue very smoothly. We can continue very calmly, inshallah ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, in Surah Ash-Shura, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلُهَا فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحْ وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ And the return of evil is evil. The return of bad is bad. So the one who forgives and does good, so his return is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like the transgressors. A wonderful hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The most noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather the entire creation. And once the entire creation is gathered, there will be an announcement which will be made that where are the people of excellence? Where are the people of excellence? So some people will get up and they will quickly go towards Jannah. While they are going towards Jannah, so the angels on this will ask that what fadilat, what excellence do you hold? What excellence do you have? They will reply that whenever we were wronged, whenever we were oppressed, we did sabr upon that. Whenever there was something wrong which was done with us, we forgave on that. We did not keep it in our heart, we forgave on that. And whenever there was some sort of jahalat being done with us, there was some sort of ignorance being done with us, when somebody spoke to us with ignorance, we showed kindness upon that. Allahu Akbar. So when the malaika will listen to this, they will say, Udkhulul jannata fa ni'ma ajrul amilin. Enter into Jannah, go into Jannah. What an amazing, amazing reward it is for those who acted upon it, meaning for those who did the actions which we have said. What an amazing reward there is for this. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Meaning, forgiving is an action which leads towards fadila, which leads towards excellence. And this fadila, subhanallah Azza wa Jal, this excellence will lead us towards paradise, inshallah ta'ala. Another wonderful hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kind, forgives, and indeed He loves those who forgive. Allah forgives, and indeed He loves those who forgive. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, the words of our beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam are so amazing. They're so amazing and so meaningful. Apparently, such short ahadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to forgive, and He loves those who forgive. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. But look at the message in this. That you forgive the people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. You want to be forgiven, isn't it? We all want to be forgiven. If we want to be forgiven, because we commit mistakes day and night. We are people who commit sins. We are weak people. We do so many sins with our hands, with our eyes, with our tongue. We don't know how many people we have hurt. But Allahu Akbar, we require forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, isn't it? We want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. We want the ultimate forgiveness. But do we forgive people? If we are wronged at some place, if we are not spoken well with, do we forgive? Or do we always keep into our heart? Do we retaliate over it? Do we try to take revenge over it? The two things, one, forgive and forget. And the other thing is, you keep it in your heart, don't speak to that person, try to cause damage to that person, try to cause loss to that person, speak ill behind his back. Maybe that person did it unknowingly, he did it unwillingly, he does not even know that you have felt bad about it. Speak to him. If there is something, speak to him. That this is something which I felt, is this how it is? Or is there something wrong in my understanding? Did I misunderstand what you meant? So the story will be cleared and it will be evident that you understood something while he tried to say something else. And if genuinely you were hurt or something, forgive. We want forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, isn't it? And we are taught in the Ahadith Kareema to make this dua. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. That Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive me, because you love to forgive. You love to forgive. Our Rabb Azza wa Jal loves to forgive. Why don't we forgive the people? There was once a lady who cooked meal for her husband. And the husband had that meal. That meal had more salt. It had more than usual salt. So what happens is, you know, if the meal is not cooked right, salt is less, salt is more, something this, something that. We get angry. The husband get angry on the wife. So this man did not get angry. He was kind and he did not even express it. Allahu Akbar, he was seen in a dream that he's forgiven. He was forgiven. Why? Due to this action. Due to this action, he was forgiven. Why? Because he did not say anything, he did not retaliate, he did not shout, he did not show his anger. Instead, he said, he thought to himself that I do so many mistakes, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives me. So I forgive her. He got forgiven. Allahu Akbar. So forgiveness, forgiving others will earn us the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think about it. Let's realize the importance of it. Another wonderful narration. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam once said that the person who thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whenever he attains something, a person whenever there is any sort of test or trial, he is patient upon it, he practices sabr upon it, and a person when he does an oppression, when he does something wrong by mistake, he does istighfar in it, he asks for the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when there is zulm done upon him, then he forgives the person. Meaning a person who does the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has sabr in him, he does istighfar whenever he wrongs something, and he forgives when he is wronged. And then the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam kept quiet. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was silent. So the Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, what is for that person? If a person does all these things, what is the result, what is the benefit for such a person? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, such people are those who are in peace and in guidance. These are the people who are in peace, and these are the people who are the guided people. Allahu Akbar. These characteristics of forgiving, of being kind, of doing istighfar, of having patience, and the gratefulness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being grateful towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another wonderful hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam said in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, O my Rabb Azza wa Jal, which person is the person who has the most respect in your court, Ya Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam that the person, even though he has the power to take revenge or retaliate, he forgives. Even though he has the power, he forgives. That person is the person who is the most respected person in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's try to be amongst those who forgive others. Let's try to be amongst those who take care of others. If a person has wronged us, let's forgive him. If a person has wronged us, it's fine. Let's carry on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us. Look at how the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to forgive. Subhanallah. Meaning if somebody has wronged us, what has he has eaten our money? Or he has perhaps hit us. Or maybe he has said something wrong to us. Forgive. Look at the forgiveness of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Those people who would come with the intention of martyring the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam forgave them. Allahu Akbar. Such a wonderful narration about Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was going to kill the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But then he accepted Islam, and then he became a Muslim, and now he is the second Khalifa of Islam. He is Amirul Mu'mineen, subhanallah azza wa jalla. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam forgave. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam showed love. Let's talk about the son of Abu Jahl. Yes, the son of Abu Jahl. Allahu Akbar, at the time of the Fath Makkah, when Makkah was conquered, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam entered into Makkatul Mukarramah, and the son of Abu Jahl, Ikrama, came to know about this. He later became a Muslim, Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, but at the time he had not yet embraced Islam. When he came to know, he said, I cannot stay at such a place, I cannot be in such a city where I have to see and look at the faces of those who have killed my father. And you know, the threat was on him as well, because obviously the conquer of Makkah, the Fath of Makkatul Mukarramah, was not that it happened very easily. There were conflicts, there were battles, there were fights. So Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam entered into the city, and Hazrat Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, before he embraced Islam, he told his wife that I want to leave the city. I cannot stay here any longer. I cannot be looking at the faces of those people who are after my life, those people who have killed my father. So he told his wife, And the wife started preparing. She tried to explain as well, Umm Hakim radiallahu ta'ala anha, that where will you go and this and that, you don't know people there. Anyways, the preparation done and he departed towards Yemen. So Umm Hakim radiallahu ta'ala anha came in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. She embraced Islam in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, my husband Ikrama has gone. My husband Ikrama wants to leave the city. He is on his way. He has set off for his journey. Can you kindly, can you please forgive him and grant him protection? Allah, but Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gave his commitment that I shall give him protection. Now, Umm Hakim radiallahu ta'ala anha departs on the search for her husband. But finally, she finds the husband. The husband had not gone very far. And she finds him and says that I went to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I mentioned that I need protection for my husband. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is so kind, is so generous, that he has forgiven you and he has promised that you will be unharmed. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala anhu returns. He leaves the intention of the journey. He returns, comes in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and says that I make you all the witness, that I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship but Allah. And Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He declares that he is a Muslim. He declared his iman. And then after declaring that he has accepted Islam, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam for forgiveness for all the wrong he had done. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not forgive him then. He had actually forgiven him before. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam told Umm Hakim that yes, I will give him protection, subhanallah azza wa jal. Those who may be after the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, those who did wrong to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam always blessed them with dua. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam forgave, subhanallah. That famous narration about Taif, where people threw stones at the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was wounded, was injured. The angels came and said, Ya Rasulullah, if you order, we can bring the mountains together and Taif will not even exist. It will completely vanish from the face of the earth. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam forgave at that instance. And no, I see from their generations, they shall come people who will proclaim La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Nowadays, what are our reasons of not forgiving? Why are we not forgiving? Why are we not tolerating? Something has happened and we take that in our heart, keep it there for years and years and years and years. Whereas, if we forgave, if we finish that story, we would be at peace. They are petty issues because of which people are not talking to one another. Maybe something happened, there is a scratch on a person's car because of you, that was a mistake. That was a mistake that person did. But we are not forgiving him and we are not talking to him. We want to cause a similar loss to him. Something happened between the children. A child took another child's pencil and mistakenly it broke or something, and now the parents are fighting and not forgiving one another. Whereas, if we taught our child, that's fine. But I will bring another one for you. Forgive your brother. He is your colleague. You forgive him. But no. Hey, you just came like that. Didn't you give him a nice slap? As parents, this is what we are teaching. This is wrong. What are we putting in the hearts of the children? What training are we giving to the children? Small, petty issues. Maybe two people will be seen that they are not talking to one another. What is the reason? My grandfather had a property at so and so place and his grandfather was trying to take this property. So this fight and this war is continuing in generation. Does it make any sense? Life is very short. Life is very short. What's the point that we go from the earth and we have some sort of malice in our heart? Our hearts are not clean. Maybe we need to forgive someone, but we didn't get a chance and we have departed from the world. Or maybe we have to be forgiven by someone and we did not have the time to say that sorry. We did not have the time to apologize and now we have left from the world. There's so small issues. because of which families are not talking, because of which brothers are not talking with one another, because of which sisters are not talking to one another. What is the reason? The reason is I am big. Why should I apologize? He should get my forgiveness. Why should I apologize? I was right. He is wrong. He should be the one who should say and come and say sorry and then I will forgive. Come on, man, just forgive. If you forgive, you will get bigger, inshallah ta'ala. What about your salahs which you have not performed on time? What about the zakat wherein you have not calculated properly? What about those sins which you have committed with your eyes? What about those words which you have said to the people? What about the lies which you have done? What about the backbiting which you have done? What about the all sorts of wrongs which you have done? What about the sins you have done in private? What about the sins you have done in public? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept them hidden. Yes. Allah Ta'ala knows, you know, and your Rabb Azza wa Jal knows. There is nothing hidden from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But all we want is that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to forgive us, isn't it? We pray for the forgiveness. We pray for maghfirah. We pray that our sins are forgiven. We want the forgiveness from Allah, but we don't want to forgive the people. We don't want to be kind towards them. Allahu Akbar. The mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is so great, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala shall forgive us. Let's learn how to forgive, inshallah ta'ala. Because if we do not have this habit of forgiving the people, then, you know, imagine that you have a shelf. In that shelf, you have kept one thing. What happens is, at the end of the day, that shelf comes down. It has become too heavy. It comes down. So we have that certain shelf. And in that shelf, we are keeping the hatred of one person, we are angry with him. Hatred of another person, angry with him. We don't want to forgive him. Hatred of another person. Who are we causing the damage to? We are causing the damage to ourselves. Yes, we are burning from inside. We are overthinking about matters. Instead, finish the whole story. Full stop. Forgive and forget. Khalas. Let's be happy and let others remain happy. We forgive others. Others will also forgive us easily, inshallah ta'ala. And to think that if I ask for forgiveness, I will become small and my reputation and my izzat and my name. I am this. I am that. We are nothing at the end of the day. We are born through a result of an impure liquid. Allahu Akbar. We have impurities in our stomach day and night. Allahu Akbar. Once we die, we won't be even kept at the house for at least a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks. My father, let him be here. Let him relax on the sofa. No. Take the corpse away. Take the mayyat away. It will start stinking. Allahu Akbar. We go into the very same place. What's this pride for? Everything is going to remain here. So when we are here, we are on a journey towards Jannah, inshallah ta'ala. Let's try to stay in an environment of love and brotherhood. Inshallah ta'ala, may we be amongst those who forgive and tolerate. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep watching Sunnahs of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The way of the Prophet is the way of success. The way of the Prophet is the way of success. The way of the Prophet is the way of success.